welcome to this USSoccer.com podcast. I'm your host, Heather Soltis, and today we'll hear from women's national team midfielder Shannon Box. In early April, Box went public with her battle with lupus, a chronic inflammatory disease that occurs when the body's immune system attacks its own tissues and organs. A few weeks after revealing her battle with lupus, Box spoke with USSoccer.com about her decision to open up about her disease and the subsequent response from fans. She also talks some soccer, of course, with the London Olympics less than 100 days away.
So you recently decided to go public with your battle with lupus. We all saw the feature on ESPN, the very well done feature. How come you felt that now was sort of the right time to talk about it?
You know, it was a very hard decision. I think I thought about it once before. And felt that, no, you know, this isn't about me. It was right before the World Cup. I didn't want it to be about me and, you know, if I'm playing or not playing, or I wanted it to be about the team, the World Cup. So I think this year, you know, maybe being my last year and a chance to heighten up the publicity of what lupus is, I think that was there. But I also think the main thing for me is that it was time for me to talk about it. It was time for me to be able to come out with it, because I thought the important part was people need to know what it is. People need to know that there is no cure and that it needs help. We need help to find a cure. And I also think it was important to give hope to people that do have it. I've been very lucky in the fact that I've been able to deal with mine in such a way, but I know that there's others that can't and have struggled so much more than I have. And I just want to give hope that, you know, they can still fulfill some of their dreams that they have, especially if it's kids, adults, no matter what their dream is, they can still pursue that dream, even though they have a disease like lupus.
Now, you talked a little bit about that, but you've done a remarkable job sort of coping with the symptoms and the disease. What do you think have been the most important factors sort of in helping you keep playing at basically the highest level in the world in women's soccer?
I think originally I didn't know that much about it. I know that I did a lot of research on my own, but more recently I found the Lupus Foundation, and they are a great site to get more information, to gain support, to just kind of figure out what you can do next. That's one huge thing. I know for me, the biggest thing though is going to my doctors and really keeping on top of that. And I am on medication to help me, but it took a while for that, you know, to get adjusted to that. And then obviously the little things, you know, if I have to read my body. If I'm having a bad day, I just have to be able to say it's a bad day. And I have to be okay with sitting on the couch or laying in bed and taking the next day and saying, okay, let's try again. That took a long time to figure out. And, you know, figuring out things that won't cause problems to my joints.
You touched upon this a little bit, but do you think maybe being an athlete and knowing your body so well has sort of helped you even more in coping with the symptoms?
Yes and no. Yeah. Because I think that I've pushed myself so long where I didn't realize I had the disease that now sometimes I have to actually question, is it because I'm just sore or am I feeling symptoms of lupus? And sometimes I just have to say, okay, it could be either, but I'm going to take the safer side and take a break and take a rest. But yeah, but the good thing that I think has helped me to be the way I am right now and to not have progressed too far with lupus is being active. That's one of the major things that they continually talk about, is be active, even if it's just walking, running, whatever it is. And I think that actually has helped me do so well.
That's funny. You might think, did Abby Wambach run me over yesterday? Yeah. Or am I just... Yeah, she did.
Yes.
Because she does every practice.
I definitely ask a couple of players, your legs hurt? Because mine really hurt. And they're like, yes. I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better then.
Hard practice yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, so after this piece that aired on ESPN for the Japan game, you've gotten a lot of positive feedback from, I'm imagining, all over the place. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Amazing. I've gotten so much great feedback. People that want to help, that are asking how to help. You know, and some of the nicest things are just that I'm an inspiration and that I've given other people hope to go outside and go walk or just to even beat lupus. And you know, I've met a lot of people through Twitter of just saying, you know, I know somebody that has lupus and thank you for speaking out, because it is something that a lot of people don't know what it is. And now that we have some voices, you know, Nick Cannon is starting to speak out, and, you know, it's just nice to know that you have a lot of support, and it made me feel like I did the right thing. And obviously I'm going to continue to support the foundation as much as possible and continue to voice the fact that we need more supporters.
All right. Well, let's turn to soccer. You are a soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see most of the same U.S. players in the Olympics that we saw in the World Cup, of course. It's a pretty short turnaround when it comes to tournaments. But what will we see different from the U.S. as far as style of play on both sides of the ball?
You know, I think you're going to continually see us improving that defensive side. I think that we feel that that's one of our big strengths, but it can always be improved. And I think you're going to start to see that. You know, teams like Japan, teams like France, these are teams that you need to stay compact. You need to stay together as a team, as a unit. So we're continually working on that so that we have that down pat. Offensively, I mean, the little big differences is that you see Alex starting now. She's somebody that, you know, we can play over the top. She's fast. And you may see some of those things that we're saying, okay, hey, what's the personality we have on the field? What do we need to do different? And she is one person that you see a big difference of how we can play.
Now, you play one of the most difficult positions in soccer, in that it is right smack in the middle of the field. Things are coming at you from 360-degree angles. But somehow I feel like that's something you enjoy.
I do. You know, obviously growing up, you play so many different positions, and this has always been my favorite. And, you know, I'm loud on the field. You have to be that quality. You have to be loud. You have to be an enforcer. You also, you know, need to take on that responsibility that you're driving the team. You're like the engine. And that's a good feeling to have when you can control that. So my role's been a lot of the same, but a lot different in the last couple years. I'm a defensive midfielder, but Pia has asked me to go forward in different years. And now we're kind of reverting back to where I will be sitting a little bit more, making sure that other teams fear going down the middle.
But even though you're sitting, you got a goal in Japan.
True, true.
Yeah, that must have been fun. You hadn't scored in a while.
I haven't scored in a while because my position has changed, so I don't even get chances to shoot as often as I used to. But obviously going up for set pieces is a great opportunity for me to help the team get a goal.
All right, so to finish up, we're going to talk about the USA's four remaining games before the Olympics, your thoughts on them. The next match is at the end of May against China, PPL Park outside of Philadelphia there. Already sold 10,000 tickets for the game. Your thoughts on the next domestic match for the USA?
Well, just excited we have a game in the U.S. We've been playing so much abroad. It's going to be so fun to play in front of our own fans. PPL Park is a great soccer facility, and Philly has some great fans. So super excited about that first game. China, obviously a great competitor. You know, obviously so good on the ball. So that's going to be very good for us to work on our game.
Then the U.S. team in June will head to Sweden for two pretty much of the best matches you can get, Sweden and Sweden on June 16th, and then Japan in the same stadium there in Halmstad on June 18th. How about that trip? Two big games in Europe during the summer.
You know, you can't ask for anything better to prepare for the Olympics is good games, and we don't get that many this year, but every game that we are having and have already had are good quality teams and top-ranked teams. And these are teams that we could face in the Olympics. So, obviously, we're going to take every opportunity to, you know, play to our top ability, because we want to put fear into them, too, when they come back to us against in the Olympics. But, you know, obviously going to be so fun to go to Sweden. You know, we don't get to go there very often. Obviously, their fans are going to be all about it as well, being in Europe. And then, you know, again, just playing two very, very different teams. And I think that's good for us too. Sweden's going to be, you know, tough on the ball. They're going to play balls over the top, where Japan's going to be the complete opposite. They're going to be keeping possession, playing, trying to play between us. So two very, very different teams, and that's good for us.
And finally, at the end of June, the last match, official match before the Olympics, will be against another team in the Olympics, Canada, at Rio Tinto Stadium in Utah. And these sort of send-off games, quote-unquote, the U.S. has had over the years have been pretty fun and pretty special. Yeah. Talk about that.
You know, obviously it's the game right before you go to the Olympics. And to have a packed crowd would be amazing, because that would just give us that feeling that we know the U.S. is supporting us back home, even though we're thousands of miles away. And I think we felt that during the World Cup, and we want to feel it again during the Olympics. But it starts with that send-off game. And obviously we're playing Canada, who is our big rival, right across the way. So I think it's going to be a great game, and I hope everybody shows up for it.
That was women's national team midfielder Shannon Box. You can see Shannon and the rest of the U.S. women play two games at home before heading off to London. First, they take on China on May 27th at PPL Park in Chester, Pennsylvania. Then on June 30th, they'll play Canada at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy, Utah. That game will be televised on NBC. You can find ticket information for both of those games on ussoccer.com. That wraps up this podcast with WNT midfielder Shannon Box. I'm Heather Soltis. Thanks for tuning in.